From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry kicked off a European farewell tour Monday, 6 weeks before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, whose shock victory has deeply unsettled the continent. The top American diplomat is visiting Germany and Brussels, which is the seat of the EU and NATO. He's there to stress the importance of transatlantic ties before he and the rest of President Barack Obama's administration hand over to the Trump team on January 20th. Austrians' desire to stay anchored in the European Union outweighed concerns over immigration and security and helped former Greens leader Alexander Van der Bellen defeat his far-right rival Norbert Hofer in Sunday's presidential election. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
Centrists and leftists across the European Union are expressing relief after anti-immigrant Euroskeptic Norbert Hofer lost by a clear margin to Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party in a race seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Defeated and disappointed, Hofer tells VOA his anti-establishment movement is not done yet.
What message went out to the establishment here with this election?
Look at me, I will fight for the next elections.
Had he won, Hofer would have been Austria's first far-right leader since World War II, and the first one ever in the EU. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Vienna.
Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on the constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday. Mr. Renzi said in his comments, "I didn't succeed. It's up to me to leave my seat of power. I lost, and I say this out loud, even though I have a lump in my throat." This is VOA News. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Yukio Amano warned Monday that nuclear terrorists can strike anywhere. His comments came at the start of a week-long ministerial conference on preventing misuse of radioactive materials and attacks on facilities. He says ensuring effective nuclear security is important for all countries, including those who possess little or no nuclear or other radioactive material. The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, during a news conference Monday, the foreign minister for Russia, Sergei Lavrov, described that resolution as a provocative step. Residents say Western-backed Iraqi forces have begun shelling parts of West Mosul. The shelling is in preparation for a new front against the Islamic State. Federal forces are stationed a few kilometers south of Mosul. The death toll from the blaze that gutted an Oakland, California warehouse reached 36 Monday and is expected to rise as investigators continue to search the building where an electronic dance party turned into an inferno. Sergeant Ray Kelly is with the local sheriff's office.
We have now started to recover and identify victims who are minors. We do have some children in the ages of 17 years old, possibly younger, not sure. But we were asked this question yesterday. We had no idea. We believe that a lot of our victims were in their 20s to 30s.
Officials say that so far about 20% of that building has been searched. The United Nations is launching a record appeal of $22.2 billion to provide life-saving assistance for nearly 93 million of the world's most vulnerable people in 33 countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien says money from this multi-billion dollar appeal will make a vital difference in the lives of tens of millions of people.
It will translate into life-saving food assistance to people on the brink of starvation in the Lake Chad Basin and South Sudan. It will provide protection for the most vulnerable people in Syria, in Iraq, and in Yemen.
Besides Syria, the United Nations cites Yemen, South Sudan, and Nigeria as among the greatest drivers of humanitarian needs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A fire at a luxury hotel in Karachi, Pakistan, has killed 11 people. Officials say the fire erupted in a ground floor kitchen of the Regent Plaza Hotel. The Karachi mayor says the cause of that fire cannot be immediately determined. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.